residents of Baghdad are dying from unexploded U.S. cluster bombs. Former Georgia Congress member Cynthia McKinney on the true costs of war.
Add up the corruption cost, the moral cost, the human cost. They far outweigh the dollar cost. And the dollar costs are astronomical.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Welcome to Democracy Now!, Scott. Can you talk about cluster bombs and the Geneva Convention?
The issue with cluster bombs is a question of an indiscriminate weapon. You know, most weapons, if they're targeted, are aimed at a specific military target. And in this case, there didn't seem to be any target within a kilometer, except for a couple of anti-aircraft weapons. For the type of weaponry that the United States has, and what it can use to target those kind of anti-aircraft guns, it just seems that a cluster bomb is not precisely the right type of weapon for it, considering the casualties and also considering also the controversial nature of this weapon. One would have thought that the United States would err on the side of not using it if it had a different type of munition to be used on a target.
Do you know what company makes cluster bombs in the United States?
These arms dealers that we all look down on? Dealers of death and destruction? Troughs. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, right? If you want to feed at the trough, then you feed from Enron or Global Crossing, and you could be Bill Clinton, you could be Terry McAuliffe, you could be Richard Pearl. What's the difference, right? How much corruption can we sustain before the American people will say no? That's my question. I'm already outraged. You go on Transparency International, and we ought to be number one. We are number one in military weapons, and we are number one in so many things, right? You would think we ought to be number one in honesty, too.
Cynthia McKinney is an internationally renowned advocate. While serving in Congress, she introduced, fought for, and helped to pass critical legislation supporting the rights of the people over corporate interests, including the sponsorship of the Arms Transfers Code of Conduct, much-needed legislation which aimed to prevent the sale of U.S. weapons to dictators, finally passing the House in June of 1997.
As I've always said, the United States ought to be an honest broker. And right now, we are definitely not an honest broker in the affairs of the Middle East. The other thing I would say is that we've got to stop our weapons transfers to countries over there. The idea of transferring nuclear-tip bunker buster weapons, which was on the table at one point, and then they just decided, okay, well, we'll take the nuclear tips off, but we'll give these bunker busters to Israel. The idea of a missile defense, all of this is inflammatory.